You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In Latin America, Joaquim Maria Machado de Assis is considered one of the greatest masters of modern literature. In this country, only a few people even recognize his name. This week, the Graduate Center at CUNY, in collaboration with three other organizations, is sponsoring a centennial celebration of Machado's death. And returning to our program is Gregory Rabassa, renowned translator of Garcia Marquez and other Latin American writers, including Machado. He's a distinguished professor at Queens College and the Graduate Center at CUNY. And I'm very pleased to welcome him back to the show. Hi. Is Machado most famous in Brazil, or is he famous all throughout Latin America?
Well, he has to be most famous in Brazil because he is their icon, if I can use that word. Easily the greatest writer in Brazil, which actually is not as easy as it may seem to an outsider. In the rest of Latin America, he is known but not celebrated as much as in Brazil. Borges was very much taken by him because you can see the kindred spirit there.
And Susan Sontag once called Machado the greatest writer ever produced in Latin America, even greater than Borges. But is it because he wrote in Portuguese that he just can't reach a wider audience?
That's part of it, I think. For the outside audience, particularly in the United States and I suppose Western Europe, they speak of Spanish America as Latin America. They think everybody speaks Spanish there. And that might scare some people off. I don't know that they want something comes out of the Spanish countries.
Well, here's this writer who's been compared with some of the greatest writers that have ever written, Flaubert, Henry James, Kafka. I mean, this is a wide range. He's been called the Brazilian Shakespeare, and he wasn't even translated into English until the 1950s.
Yes, that's...
What does that say about us?
It's sort of an ignorance we have of... we're very parochial, and... You notice the book bestseller lists, for example, very rarely have a book that was not written by an American. Even the English don't make it as with such stronger recognition.
Joining us also now is Sergio Paulo Ruane, who served as Secretary of Culture of Brazil from 1991 to 1992. He's currently a visiting professor at the University of Brasilia. Welcome to our show. Is Machado taught in schools in Brazil? How important is he in the Brazilian sense of literature?
Well, I would say he has an overwhelming importance in Brazil. He's generally considered to be the greatest Brazilian writer of all time. Perhaps now, today, some people would say that Guimarães Rosa, another great Brazilian writer, would be a sort of competitor to Machado de Assis. But in general, he stands alone as the greatest Brazilian writer. So I'd say that his importance in Brazil is very great, and I hope that his international importance will match the national prestige he has in his own country.
Well, the centennial celebration is a week-long event presented by four organizations in two different cities. Does this reflect a new interest, do you think, in Machado's work?
That's
or
right.
Is it part of a campaign to get American readers to finally pay attention to this great
Well,
writer?
I don't know. I really don't know. All I can say as a Brazilian that I'm very glad that events such as the one that's being organized now is taking place. I hope it takes place more often, not only in the United States, but also in England and in Britain and so on.
Because in Europe he's not read very much
no,
either?
No, unfortunately not. I think Machado de Assis is much more influential among literary historians and literary critics than among the public.
Well, I remember when I read him when I was younger, and I was just astounded that
yes.
This writer was so psychologically astute, so modern, because he died in 1908. We're celebrating the centennial.
The centennial celebration. Of
he died on September 29th, right?
Yes, exactly.
And this celebration has been called Machado 21, I guess, because the 21st century is the right century for this man?
Yes, I think so. I think Machado is very modern. Some people would even say he's quite postmodern. He has many, many literary devices that are being preached and applied by postmodernists. Have Machado de Assis as their forerunner. But I would say that his modernity comes paradoxically from the fact that his models are 18th century models. That's why he's modern.
People
that's
like
why
Lawrence
he's 21st
Stern.
Century. Mainly Lawrence Stern. Tristram Shandy is his basic influence. In the prologue to his main book, Posthumous Memoirs of Brás Cubas, he admits that Lawrence Stern has been one of his sources. Xavier de Maistre, the French writer, was also another model. The Portuguese Almeida Garrett also. And they all have one thing in common. They all are descendants from Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy.
Gregory, what was it like translating him? His language, as I said, he has been compared. He's been called the Shakespeare of Brazil. Is his Portuguese very different than the Portuguese of Portugal?
Not in writing, no. I think it's classical, and I'm glad Stern was mentioned because those certain phenomenon came up when I was translating him. I knew he loved Stern. I wasn't thinking about it when I was translating him, but as I put him into English, and these are my words, I wasn't doing it consciously. As I was putting him into English, I said, my God, this reads like Lawrence Stern. So there was something in his spirit, his quality, that even affects his style in English.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a man who was born into poverty in Brazil in 1939. Harold Bloom describes Machado as a kind of a miracle. Because his grandparents were slaves.
Yes.
Now, how did that affect him? He was not educated. He was self-educated pretty much. Had slavery been abolished when he was born?
No, not yet. Not yet. Slavery was abolished only in 1888, and Machado de Assis was born in 1839.
So, what did being biracial mean in Brazil during his lifetime?
I don't know. You speak about miracle. I think miracle is about the only word. It's not exactly a philosophical or literary category, but I would say miracle would be quite an appropriate word to describe Machado de Assis, because Machado de Assis had all this background that you mentioned, not so favorable. He didn't study law, as most Brazilian intellectuals did at that time. He was self-taught, but he simply had a spark of genius. It's not a very profound observation, but I think it's a most apt one. And since we were speaking some time ago about Lawrence Stern, it's a coincidence, and maybe a coincidence or not, that his birth into genius coincided with his interest in the English humorism. Not only Lawrence Stern, but Swift, mainly Swift. You have many, many references to many, many writings by Swift. Fielding, as well, who was a great reader of Dickens. Shakespeare was a tremendous influence. So I would say that in a way, Machado de Assis was born as a great writer when he was born as a reader of English literature.
And translated, too, didn't he? I mean, here's a self-taught man. He couldn't go to college because he was a mulatto.
Yeah.
And he winds up becomes a journalist. He becomes a civil servant.
Exactly.
He becomes a major translator. He writes poetry. And then later in his life, he writes a string of masterpieces. There's no other way to describe them.
Yes, that's why miracle, I think, is an appropriate one. I think psychology also. I think psychology has something to say about creativity. Creativity is something mysterious, miraculous as well. How did it come about that the talented author of books, mediocre books like Elena, Yaya Garcia, and so many. How did it come about that he became the author of Masterpiece? You can say that Marcel Proust or something like that. In the beginning of the 20th century, Proust was Le Petit Marcel. He was a journalist specialized in social life, absolute mediocre. Then one day, the same miracle happened. Proust was born. Le Petit Marcel disappeared and Proust was born. Miracle? I don't know.
He also, Machado, also translated Flaubert, so he could speak French as well.
Oh, yes. He was quite bilingual. I'm not sure about his English. He learned German later on in life, but as far as French is concerned, he was absolutely bilingual.
As I said before, he's been compared with Flaubert, Henry James, Beckett, Kafka. Mm-hmm. And Philip Roth says he is a great ironist, a tragic comedian. Mm-hmm. Gregory, would you agree?
Oh, yes. I think his humor is the type that can only reach a person with a very subtle frame of mind. And as when I think of Flaubert and Machado, people think of Madame Bovary with the Madame Bovary, c'est moi, Capitou, eu, soyeu. And my favorite Flaubert is Bouvard et Pécuchet. And I find I'm in coincidence there, I think, with Machado and also with Borges. They both tragic, ironic book.
Are Brazilians celebrating the centennial? Or is this something that's only happening here in New York?
Oh, no. Very much so, very much so. The first half of the year was dedicated to the arrival of the royal family from Portugal in 1808. So the first 6 months of the year were dedicated to lectures on that and shows and so on. And the second half to Machado de Assis. It's only from now on until December to be Machado de Assis.
He founded the Brazilian Academy of Letters. Exactly. Does that still exist?
Yes.
I'm assuming they're participating in the celebration. But what about the celebration here? What's the focus of it? Is there a specific goal other than familiarizing more people?
Here in New York, yeah. You mean? I'm not very familiar. I just arrived from Brazil yesterday, and I'm not quite familiar. I think Professor Barassa could explain.
I think one of the main purposes is for publicity, if I can say that, to get more people conscious of Machado and his work. And also the venues have been varied. The meeting we had last night was at the Graduate Center of CUNY, and students participated, a lot of students who were not in Brazilian studies but who had known about them, and they were, of course, will carry the word out. The first night we were at the America's Society, which is very good at spreading the word of what's going on in Latin America. And tomorrow it will be at Domicio Coutinho's Brazilian Cultural Center that he has organized. He was very active in getting this done. He now has the Machado de Assis Library, which named in his honor, and there'll be an exhibit there.
There's also going to be a showing of one of the films that's an adaptation of one of his novels. But I gather it's very difficult to make movies out of the books because the voice is so important.
Yes, but I think the Brazilian directors, the film directors, have been quite successful in making the adaptation from Machado de Assis novels into film. Most of them are almost as good as the original literary matrix. For instance, Nelson Pereira dos Santos filmed a masterpiece, one of the best tales by Machado de Assis, called The Alienist, the Psychiatrist, has been adapted into film in a film called Um Asilo Muito Louco, which is going to be shown, I think, today at the Lincoln Center. Yeah. If you have the time to go, I think you should go. You are going to enjoy there. It's really a brilliant interface between literature and film.
And if you were recommending things that people should go out and read right now to get a sense of what he accomplished. What books would you tell him to get first?
I would I'd say first the four mature
novels. Other than the ones you've translated.
Two of them. I'd say the four mature novels, starting with Don Casmurro, Posthumous Memoirs of Brás Cubas, Quincas Borba, and I forget what the title in English is of Consular Air, Iris's. Remembrance of S.A.U.
Memorial de Aires. I don't know what was in it.
S.A.U. and Jacob, which was, I'm not sure what the Esau and Jacob, maybe they translate it that way. I'm not sure what the English, but they all exist in
English. Also have a link to our discussion earlier about Machado de Assis, you, Gregory Rabasso, and me, on as part of our Underappreciated series. And people can find that on our show page at wnyc.org. And I think we also have a listing of the various events in this centennial. And I want to thank the two of you so much for being with us. I've been speaking with Gregory Rabasa, the great translator who translates both Spanish and Portuguese and is distinguished professor at Queen's College and the Graduate Center at CUNY. Also, Sergio Paulo Ruanei, who served as Secretary of Culture of Brazil from 1991 to 1992, currently a visiting professor at the University of Brasilia. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.